It could be here. Information and knowledge. Bringing humanity closer to truth.
Hi everybody, this is Roddy Amatron. We're here again for another BBS program, and today is Saturday, and it's October 27th. Tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So I want to type in a couple of requests. I have a couple so far. Birdie Room, Silver Room. When we go to the Lightship, I'll probably maybe do about maybe five more. That's about probably all we can do tonight. So. Anyway, if you want to just type in something there, first come, first serve. Let's see who gets into the fast chat the quickest here. And the race is on. So let's bring in some peace energy for everybody. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we'll go to the Lightship probably in about 10 minutes here. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay? So, we'll have callers tonight. If somebody would like to call in after we go to the Lightship, maybe you can describe what you saw, if you saw something there. So, I'd like to make it so that people kind of understand what they saw on the Lightship or maybe what they have saw or felt at the expos here. So, that's what I'd like to have people comment on to keep it with what we're doing with people in healing. So, really nice. A lot of people like to hear what kind of healings you've had and how it's, changed your life. And you may even ask what other room you might like or what other type of healing. I'm reading the fast chat here, so I had to switch, put different hats on here. So we'll turn it over to Kathy. So are you there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm here. I'm glad to be back. Hello, everyone. And this is Saturday Night Live, or we call it that because Ron takes us to the Creation Lightship where the healings occur. And the healings only occur tonight, October 27th of 2012, while we are with Ron on the Lightship. So you might want to start thinking about what kind of healing you'd like to request of the light beings. Ron tells us that we can request one and continue to request that. And some people are typing in their requests, and just in case the fast chat scrolls too quickly, I'm going to write them down here, Ron. The phone numbers are posted in the fast chat as well as listed on the BBS Creation Lightship page. And if you're on that page right now, there is a drawing. If you scroll down a little bit below the phone numbers and the flashing lotus flower, you'll see a drawing of a face, and that is a depiction by an artist of a light being who appeared to the artist for the purpose of this image. And so Ron has put this on the website and can actually activate it with source energy or whatever he does to do that. But you can see it kind of shimmer or move or the colors change and sometimes get brighter. It's quite fascinating. So I'm mentioning that now so you have a chance to go over to the Creation Lightship page that BBS has for us, and there you'll find the phone numbers, that, and other information too. So Ron, about that light being, do you suppose you could activate it for us now with the non-gender energy, please?
Sure, that'd be fine. So bring it up on your monitor screen, and we'll put the non-gender light being in here. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and again, stronger, 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 and stronger. So the light beam will be activated throughout this upcoming hour here, the BBS program, so you can enjoy the peace energy. So I guess back to you, Kathy. Any questions left over from or anything on the CLS questions? And if you want to type in one there, you can. Some people may not be able to get on maybe the fast chat, or maybe you have a question after the program and you want to communicate it to us. So just put it into clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's CLS, standing for Creation Lightship. And we can answer that on one of the programs that we have. So that'd be great if you wanted to do that. A lot of people I notice, it's when I talk to them, they say, gee, you know, I didn't have a question until the show's over. So if you do have one, just put it in there and we'll bring it up on one of the programs. So
that's,
I guess,
true.
Kathy?
So many times we're in the moment listening to you and the program, and then we think of the question afterwards. So the clsquestions@yahoo.com does really come in handy for that. And if you do type something in there, please just put a little note in the fast chat so I can check it, because I can't check it all the time. Thanks so much. Now, the toll-free number, if you'll grab a pen, is 888-429-5471. And again, it's in the fast chat, and thank you for posting those, Cindy. So, Ron, before we take some of the questions that we received from the listeners from yesterday, do you suppose we could get some water ready for light activation? Some drinking water, maybe for peace energy?
Yeah, that sounds good. So why don't everybody get a glass of water ready? And in a couple of minutes, before we go to the light ship, or maybe even during that light ship healing, we'll do the water for everybody. So get a glass of water, and we'll bring in the peaceful, restful, sleeping water. That's if you're going to bed. If you happen to be on the night shift or in another country listening and you need to get energized, then we'll bring that energy forward too for everybody, which will be the life force energy. Okay, so anything else you want to add, Kathy?
Yes, there's a couple of questions. First, I'd just like to get an idea of when you'd like to go to the light ship, because I could go on with the questions. But I did want to take the ones from yesterday first. So should we give them a couple, just do a couple for now?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Maybe two or three questions. We'll just see how long it takes. I want to go to the light ship about 20 after the hour. So
okay, I'll watch the time then. So some of the questions were about the there is a storm people might know about on the East Coast right now that is being predicted to hit pretty hard, and it's called Hurricane Sandy, and yesterday's program was it was on the top of the subject, and Ron had recommended to take action for it, even if you're not in the area, because it affects all of us, and we can help those who are there also. He suggested doing the timeline crashing, the Earth Protection Timeline Crash, and the Gray Skies Timeline Crash. And now some people are reporting, and the news has actually reported, that the storm is weakening. And I see Alexander noticed that, too, and posted that in the fast chat. And it has actually changed its direction. So I think it's still heading for the East Coast, but I'm not really following the news. I'm just mentioning this for the purpose of reminding everyone to continue to do those timeline crashes and to put down anything you can think of that would be working for the timeline crash, such as, well, Ron suggested Hurricane Sandy, the date, today's date, and the USA, East Coast USA, or you could even write in Frankenstorm, that's what it's being called in the news, or the Monster Storm, East Coast USA. So those were some questions that had come up, what to put on those timeline crashes. So there were some suggestions, Frankenstorm and Hurricane Sandy, as well as what to put on the satellite timeline crash that Ron has on the website. Now, by the way, all those are free timeline crashes, free healings that are on creationlightship.com. So anyone can get these, do this at any time for any kind of weather, any any situation other than this one. It's just this happened to come up now because it's supposed to be one heck of a storm. So the satellite timeline crash, Ron, people were asking what should they put on that? Just their name so they won't be affected by the energy of the storm?
Yeah, that sounds fine. Yeah, anything like that would work. Just keep it as simple as possible. And it's the name that they probably, the technical name, whatever it is there, I think it was Sandy or something, might be, or Cindy might be good. Sandy?
Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah, Sandy. Anyway, yeah, you might just want to put that down. And just timeline crash it. And if you want to do something else, you may even want to go back in time and crash maybe Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or maybe Wednesday when it started, possibly. It may have started before that, but it might lower the energy on. Remember, those unwanted universal travelers can copy and paste everything, and it could be just something small, and they could keep copying and pasting it, and all of a sudden getting more energy here from that. And that's what you might want to do. So you might just try that and see what happens. You wouldn't really know if it's doing anything, but you might feel something changing. Maybe you're attached to it. So that's kind of what it looks like. Because you never know what you don't know, and these energies are hard to sense and feel. But I'm sure it could help somewhat. So I got about five more minutes. The next question. Kathy?
Ron, Michael P. had said, it feels like there are clones of us on the East Coast storm timelines. Any comment about that?
Boy. They could be bringing you into a parallel life on a cloned Earth, and you could be living out the storm. Maybe it could be worse than what it is right now where you are, because it did get dampened down.
Mm-hmm.
So it is possible that could be a possibility that you could have 100 lifetimes on that. And so by having 100 lifetimes, you could be actually feeling it, making your body feel more tense and not knowing what's happening. So, yeah, that is a possibility. The timeline that we're on now, though, the storm is going away, but the other timelines very possibly could still be full-fledged and happening, and it could be worse than what it is that we see in this timeline. So that's why if you crash it, you could help everybody out, including yourself.
Ron, when we go on the Creation Lightship, do we feel the can we possibly request healing of our shoulders, or is there a room specifically for that, for healing sore shoulders or back or spine?
A room on the lightship for that. Well, there is one where they work with the skeleton, yes. So they do have a room for that. There's a room for muscles. So when we go up there, I'll be commenting on different rooms, but you could also ask to go into that room also. And remember, if you've had the emotional whole lifetime clearing, you may have better results than if you haven't, because the densities that are causing your problem is still here. Remember, when you go to the light ship, the part of you that's light goes there, not the darkness, which is the emotional body, mental body. All the other bodies are darkness, and it's kind of like having going into a location. We'll just say that you're outside as an oil worker, and the oil came out of the ground, and you got oil all around you, sprayed. So you went inside of a room and you got yourself all cleaned off, spick and span, but you have to walk outside again and the oil is still floating in the air like in the old days when you saw people striking oil, you know? And then you get contaminated again. And that's the way it works. So if you don't have your energetic bodies cleansed and cleared, the contamination can and will come onto you. But sometimes a little bit can be taken off when you go to the light ship. But typically that's what's happened. So if you feel great during the program, the time you're on the light ship, but maybe an hour later you don't, well, it's because your energetic body, one of those, is not cleaned off. Plus, you might have a problem with the bodies being out of sort, and you may need to do a magnetic twisted body alignment, and that's on one of the clearings, too. I think that's on the body jump start. But that's kind of the way it works. So on the light ship, you're there. You're fixed perfectly, unless you don't want to be fixed perfectly. I've had some people say that they didn't want to have a complete healing because they just thought a little bit of pain is fine. And this is what people have told me. They go, oh, no, this is good enough. Or when I work with people in person, they go, yeah, the pain was awful and that I had, and now it feels pretty good. Still some pain, but I can work it out myself later. And they just stop. Or they say, oh, nothing's wrong with me. They don't know what is wrong with them, but when you ask them if they want to have an emotional clearing, they go, oh, I feel fine. Well, they feel fine because they don't know what it's like not to feel to feel any better. So their reality is where they are. So they're kind of stuck in their stuff, and they don't know that they can get relief from it, and they don't know what it is to have that relief. So they say, I feel fine. You probably have seen people like that yourself. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. You can bring up your animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And we'll go up and do think of one particular situation that you want to have healed, worked with. The light beings will work with you. And you may be asking for more things than that on the light ship, too. Maybe there's something that's a higher priority that they're working with, and you're completely physical up there talking with the light beings, communicating with them, I should say, some way. And you may say, no, down here I have an aching shoulder, but they say, you know, you may have another condition as you're talking with them, saying, you know, I got a backache, you know, and they go, oh, that could be maybe a kidney infection. Well, your sore shoulder may not hold precedence over a kidney infection or something that's happening to you. So that's kind of the way it works. And we'll go up to the light ship now. So going up, and I have plenty of rooms here now. And here we go. So going up, one, two, three, four, and five. We're there now. And we're going to go into the first room. This is pretty standard. We always go into the room with the hot tubs on almost all the times that we go up. This is for body detoxification. And we're in a gel now that is kind of like a pinkish yellow orange gel. That's what I'm seeing. So here we go. Going into this room. And if you happen to be in a location where it's cold or cool and you want to get warmed up a little bit, just request your body temperature to increase slightly. And here we go. We're in this room. Another room that I want to go into is the gold room. And then we'll take the requests that I already have in front of me here. So here we go. Gold room. So here comes the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll do our water charging now for the peaceful, restful sleep. So you want to grab your glass of water and hold on to it. And most people feel their hands buzz, body tingle. And it's also working with the fluid inside of your body, too, along with the drinking water. So here comes the energy for that. And I'll use the word stronger to increase it. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, hold it for about maybe half a minute here, then it'll be done for you. Let's go into another location. And what I have listed here is the room that has little ponies. So go into that room first. And normally the light beings come, they'll bring forth an energy that we know here on this planet. So these are ponies. There's three of them coming to you. And here they come. Request your one healing that you're requesting that you know is wrong with you or that you want to have healing on or with. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll be in this room and the other rooms throughout the lightship session here. And it'll last about 10 minutes. We'll go into the room with Mother Mary. And she brings in flowers, so some people have mentioned that they smelt the fragrance of flowers in their room. So here we go, Mother Mary's room. stronger, 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 and stronger. Next room is the room with whales, so we'll bring in the black whales this time here. Here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And your water's completed, everybody. And let's bring in some more of the whale energy. It's very peaceful. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into the centrifuge room. This is where they can help to eliminate some of your more deeply seated concerns. And going into this room here, and mindsets, things that may be blocking your healing. So here we go. The room is spinning. It's silver. And as you think of what you want to have released, and this you can ask for the same thing or maybe even something else, but you might see the energy like a cloud leave your body. Here we go. So centrifuge room, one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll be in this room again for the whole session here. And going to the rainforest room. This is a really nice room too. I guess they're all nice, but this one here has the birdies in it and the plants, and it's kind of like a tropical setting. It's the perfect temperature, and there's dragonflies and other flying birds that are there, and just very, very peaceful and beautiful. So here comes this energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And I would imagine for probably a lot of you listening, this is probably why you came to this planet, because this planet has, you know, a rainforest, and you may have saw that on the travel guide brochure. You may not have ever been there, but you probably saw that, and it is very nice. So, again, stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have another room we'll go into, and we'll go into a room that will work with your body. So you may have some stiffness, may have maybe a problem with maybe cartilage or tendons or something, and you're having maybe a muscle problem or something like that. Maybe your skin is tight from a particular scar or incision. So we're going to go into this room where they can work with this energy. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And along with that, we'll go into a room that will help to connect some of your maybe nerve endings, too, if you have a condition or problem. So in this room right now. And we'll go into another location that deals with your circulatory system. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, got a couple more rooms before we come back. And we'll go into the room that has a lot of birds. This is the birdie room. And here they come. I see little hummingbirds right now. So enjoy their healing. And this is for you to request your healing in this room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we went into the gold room initially. Now we'll go into the room with silver energy. I'm going to go into the bubbly water for oxygen, too. And it's silver water in this room, in this container, like a round cylinder. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And the last room will be the room that has the elephant energy. So the little elephants are coming. And these, well, they're small compared to their parents, so these are probably about 5 foot high. The parents are quite large. They're probably about 50 foot high. So these are small little baby elephants. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we'll go into, I guess, the last room. This is the room that has orange energy, the orange energy healing room. Here it comes. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll now come back from the light ship, coming back down. Our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with us, coming back down. So here we go. I'll count to five. You're going to feel the room actually shift and change. Because right now you're completely out of time. You're in source energy. So coming back down. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody, so I'll turn it back over to Kathy tonight. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, everybody was so enjoying that trip to the light ship. It was almost difficult to return, but here we are, and some people have typed in some comments how pleased they were with what they saw, and your description of the rainforest room was quite appealing, and it did sound like a brochure. Will wrote, It was so nice. What happened? And then Chris, when we went to the scar stiff release room, he says they pulled something out of his scar. He's wondering if they did. I think he felt that maybe something got pulled out of his scar. Is that? Can you verify that, Ron?
Yeah, I'm looking at a lot of scar energy, so it became more pliable, maybe. There's also internal scarring that they've worked with that normally you don't know anything about. Maybe you tore a muscle sometime in your life. You have an internal scar in that area, and you always can't seem to move properly. It might hurt, or maybe the muscle is, you know, has a problem. So they've worked with that. I can see some energetic energy. In fact, if anybody has a scar, let's take out some of the alien critters that may have got locked in there, and then we'll do some poison release. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. Now releasing poisons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so back to you, Kathy.
I'm really enjoying these comments, Ron. I'll read a few to you. When we went to the elephant room, you said the babies were 5 feet and the parents were 50 feet. And Heidi wrote that the elephants she saw were blue and pink. She thought that was funny. Do you suppose that's to indicate if they're male or female, blue and pink, like we do here?
I doubt it, but that's what they were. That's good.
Rupert said something was tickling his ears. Any idea what that was? Maybe when we were at the in the scar or, yeah, the scar stiffness release area?
No, I don't know on that one.
Could have been a little light being. when we went to the silver water room, Pat said it glitters. It's very shiny. And Tina said that the orange energy room was very rejuvenating. Alicia saw the hummingbirds, and she said that, she said thank you. Let's see. Marcy says that it was quite relaxing. Raymond said when he asked for healing, he asked to not be like his parents, and then he got dizzy. Alicia says she soaked up the silver water like a sponge. Patrick's stomach is gurgling. I think that's from the scar poison release. Some people really felt the poison release out of the scar. So some of us carry scars around for quite a few years. So there must have been some reaction.
Yeah, that is true, yeah. And what I'm picking up here is talking to a wonderful lady today. She was mentioning about... could it be possible that the nano clearing that we have, could that clearing be used on your psychic billboard? Because maybe your psychic billboard is waving something out there, you know, to get the nano energy to you. So that's that could be. Remember, you don't know who's programming that. That's why we have the alien programming. So you may want to enter that in to get the energy, we'll just say, in the atmosphere coming to you that will activate, that's already inside of you, a problem and to numb you out consciously. So you may want to go into the psychic billboard clearing and just put in, nano technology clearings or something like that. So... and that might be a great help for everybody. So I'm sure we'll have somebody try that, and we can just find out if that's is going to help them. And person was also asking about having, maybe they have a hand-arm problem and they have some swelling. So let's do an energy release. If you have anything in your body that appears to be swollen, we'll do some energy releasing here. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4. This is probably more like lymphatic system, I would guess. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Kathy, back to you.
Luke says the nano clearing is very good. So what Ron suggested was to put the nanotechnology, have it cleared on your psychic billboard healing, which is called psychic billboard mind projection clearing. And if you just type in billboard under the search, you'll find it. And the nanotechnology clearing is, you can type nano in the search box and it'll come up. Okay, so Ron, some questions about the light ship as it relates to ascension. Where do we go at ascension? Do we go back to the creation light ship?
No, well, you go back into quarantine if you're contaminated, but... the parts of you that is collected that has light in it will just go to the universe of light, go back to your home base energy, waiting for the energy to be turned back on again, basically. If you have some darkness and you'll go into the contamination room, which is, you know, the quarantine area, and then from there they'll look for the parts of you that got corrupted or stolen. Well, there's a big, long process here that happens. They do try to find the parts and pieces of you that have got confiscated, we'll say, by the darkness and stolen. But from there, if you are of light and the light just sees light and you go back to your home base energy, and from there you start over again when the time that ascension, you know, gets turned off, we'll say, and the universe of light's turned back on again. And then you start a new life in the light universe, which is where you should be. So, and there is light here. Just got to find it, and it's inside of yourself. You know, the planet is full of light. Just go out and look at nature. don't look at the storms and stuff, because that's not that's actually an act of God, the aliens out there. So they are causing that. In fact, this is one of the things on the insurance form. If it's an act of God, that we don't cover it, well, that's, of course, the aliens are doing that. They're not going to cover what the aliens are doing, because the aliens control them. They don't want to have any coverage on that. So anything that's a natural thing, that doesn't normally happen, because natural will not cause harm to anything if the Earth spirit is created from light, like the planet was here. So everything that happens outside of that to cause harm and everything that is not of peace will be of darkness, and that would be a true act of God. Those aliens are out there trying to capture your energy. So, back to you, Kathy.
All right. Thank you for that explanation. And there was a question about, it came before we went to the light ship, and it's, I'm not really sure I understand it, but I'm going to read it. Does the 432nd HZ really heal the Earth and humanity, or does it matter?
Well, it would matter. Well, it does matter, because that's probably a darkness barcode. Okay, so that frequency would be attached to the alien somehow, somewhere, and it could cause problems by connecting to it. So that's one way to look at it. We could do a clearing right now on that if you want, just to see what happens. Some people do talk about the frequency of the Earth, and that's what they assume that it is. But if it's of true light, then it's not going to exist. So that could be a frequency which they brought in, which is, you know, 432 hertz, or the old days would be cycles per second. And that's what it would probably be attached to, a dark side energy, which would be like on your natal chart. So here we go. And we have that natal chart clearing to get rid of numbers that reoccur in your life, and also, you know, letters, et cetera, and names, places that you've lived that are connected to you. So here we go. We'll clear away this energy of 432 cycles per second. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see if that is attached to you. And I was in a car today, and we actually felt a shift going through a grid line that was from one place to the other. And it seemed to be about maybe, I'll just say, 100-foot energy. So as you went from one energy to another, you'd really feel it at about 100 feet. You know, being sensitive, you'd feel it probably about 20, but 100-foot for sure is what you'd feel. And it was like one area was heavy breathing, and then the next energy was very light. So I would imagine that the people are probably more anxious or something, or grumpy or whatever, where it was a really heavier energy affecting them that way. And the other one, which is probably controlled by another alien race, you know, was not as bad. So that's what we experienced today. And also watching a lot of clones when I was in New York looking at people, that was quite different too, because you could actually see them out of registration. So back to you, Kathy.
Israel had asked a question. I'm glad you reposted it, Israel, because I had lost it in from yesterday. Israel wants to know, when someone else is bleeding and they get blood on, let's say, him, can it activate something in our bodies, in his body, maybe activate the DNA or trigger something? Can you explain any reaction to that, Ron?
I would assume so, because it will have a memory of the whole body. Since the blood goes through your whole body, it will carry a consciousness that you could probably connect with, much like your auric field. So So you probably don't want to do that. But, you know, just clear it off and probably do some type of website clearing. I don't know exactly which one to tell you to do right now, but the blood will have energy in it. So very interesting question.
Ron, how about the special clearing? And then he could type in to clear this other person's blood out of his DNA.
Yeah, that would work, but that's basically a whole lifetime clearing. So that may not, it would work definitely, but it might be pretty costly to do that one just for one particular situation. So that's kind of, I don't know what else to do for you. Maybe an object clearing, and the blood would be an object possibly. You may want to do skin misting water on the area that, you got attached to. But, you do want to clear that off of you if you can, so that the energy is not coming into you. Remember, when you get whatever you get on you goes into your body. That's why I don't eat any fish, okay? Mainly because it's, the mercury poison is one thing, but the alien life forms is another. And so, you know, I don't want to have the alien life forms that could be attached to a fish, attaching to me. So I very seldom ever eat fish just because of that. So that's what I do. You know, if you like fish, then, you know, just use discernment and just see what you want to do with that. But I'm not a big fish lover anyway, and I never have been. And plus, if you ever want to get sick, if you eat out at a restaurant, seafood will get you a lot sicker quicker than any other food that's there. So just know that, you know, if you do eat fish at a restaurant, you have a good possibility, if there's any chance at all of anything going wrong, it will be from a seafood. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, there's that expression, Ron. There's something fishy going on here, and it isn't good.
Yeah.
Guess where that came from.
Good.
Okay, I'm kind of backtracking on the questions, Ron, because I know we're getting close to the end here. But Iron Man had a question a while ago. How can, when we are attacked by others, know if it's an alien attack or a dark side practitioner, or is it both?
Oh, boy, that is a good one. Well, the first thing would be, it would be if somebody is attacking you, it's going to be using mind energy. So it's using the mind energy to connect to you, and that could be from having your auric field too far out. It could be from having somebody connecting to your energetic field of your body. It could be from maybe having that person maybe take parts of your spirit, which would be, again, part of the dark side practitioner one, and the alien clearing. So it's really hard to say how that energy could be attached to you. It could be both. So, boy, that is a really good question. The unfortunate thing is that we don't know what we don't know. And all these questions that people ask, which is very, very good, I don't always have an answer for it, because it could always be, you know, everything out there could affect you. So typically, if you feel an attack going on, if you don't feel pinpricks in your body or aches or pains, well, I'm wrong with that too. If you don't have pinpricks, pinpricks for sure is an alien attack. That would be maybe, or even a attack where you're possibly having like a Charlie horse or something at night. I would say that would probably be an alien attack. And pinpricks would be that, okay? Anything else, maybe feeling a little dizzy or upset, out of sorts, we'll say, would probably be a dark side practitioner. But that's a very, very good question. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, that's a good question, and probably... you could cover it by having both those clearings if you wanted to, Iron Man, and then do your alien attack page under unknown if you didn't know what alien group it was. Then you could probably cover it that way. Okay, so Ron, a question about the mind matrix barcode. Someone wanted it explained. Can you explain the barcode removal for the mind matrix, please?
Okay, that clearing gets rid of the barcode that's attached to you to bring in the alien energies to you. So the mind matrix is how they come into you, and it gets a little complicated, but let's just kind of look at it. The aliens are transmitting energies to you, but it has to go into the matrix, which is like the clearinghouse, okay? So very possibly there's a master alien race there that is deciding where to send their energy and how to hook it up to you. Then from there, they look for the barcodes on you in the mind matrix, and everybody has barcodes to connect them. So it's more like your GPS location and your body resonance. Then from there, they send out energy into maybe the sludge and slime bodies around you, and also going to from there or along with that, lumped together, we'll say, is the jellyfish energy, which you have resting on top of your head, and those tentacles that come down from the jellyfish poke into your cells of your body, and the cells of your body has your storyline. And your storyline is all your emotions that you had in this lifetime, and even ones that are not uncovered up, are still uncovered but not brought up yet from your ancestors. So, and somehow the orbs play a role in that, because the orbs are like the little scouts, the ones out there on point, we'll say, looking for problems that you're having, and they relay that back. So the mind matrix is kind of your main connection for, in a sense, body connections to the darkness, and also maybe partially for abductions. So that's kind of how I would describe that. And so the barcode, when you take that off of you, very possibly could help you out with getting rid of some of these attacks that are going on, because they're finding you. Along with that, you have the energy that's, the satellite clearing that we have, and that's free on the website. Then you have the connectors on the top of your head. So it's like a receiver and transmitter. So you're the receiver with your antennas, and the satellite is transmitting the energy to you. And that could be also tied into the jellyfish energy and stuff. So it gets to be a little complicated, but that's kind of how I would describe how they connect to you. Now, the main thing, I have people ask me all the time, especially at the expos, after they hear all this information, a lot of people at first maybe turn green because they start seeing the clone bodies get released and stuff, and they wonder, geez, am I really that bad off? Well, yes, you are. So how do you get out of this completely? The only answer that I can give you is not to think. If you don't think, then there's no emotions, and with no emotions, then they probably will leave you alone for a while. If you notice, you probably have had attacks done to you or situations occurring to you after you became really, really happy or really, really sad, and I guess the sadness then it can also be interpreted as being angry. So if any of you out there got angry with somebody, then sure enough, what's going to happen to you? They found a way to come into you. So what you're doing is wearing the T-shirt of anger with the big bullseye on it, and they will look for you because you're emitting energy that they want to have. So then you freely are giving them your life force energy, and when you think, remember, you're denouncing the light. You're getting away from the light as you think. Now, you can use your heart to think. The heart has the same energy, because the light created an energy inside of your heart that you can think with. Just like I'm doing this program right now, I'm talking to you, so I am thinking, but I'm not using my head to think. My head's turned off. So I'm just trying to figure out what to say. I have to put my toe into darkness at times to understand what I'm doing and dealing with here with people. Because I have to figure out what your issues are. So I do have to come into darkness to do that because the light doesn't know what darkness is. So that's kind of basically it. So don't think, and all of a sudden maybe you will have these attacks and stuff go away from you. If you are having the pinpricks and everything else going on with you when you're sleeping, then move over a little bit and maybe change rooms and get on that alien attack page and put up the light beam. I think it's $10 a week, so you could do that and keep it on all night. Don't change your computer settings so the light beam stays up. And I had an interesting question here at the expo. One person said that they've had really good luck with maybe abundance, we'll just call it that, things happening really wonderful for them. And then when they stopped the clearing, things just didn't seem to manifest like it did when they had the clearing up. And they're using the psychic billboard for that. So they basically said, if I don't do that or, you know, do something with abundance on the website, my money kind of drops off. And so at first you might think, gee, now I'm codependent to the website and I got to keep doing these clearings continuously because my life is getting better. And the clearings I didn't put up to become codependent for people. I do recommend, you know, doing the unlimited emotional one. That'll keep you, you know, calm all the time if you do that. But what happens is that, remember, we live in a planet of duality here. So when you start maybe you're, say, for instance, selling real estate and you're making a lot of money, you know, on your sales, for instance, and all of a sudden you stop doing the clearing and nobody comes into your office. You go, what's going on? I'll put the clearing on and now I start making more money. Well, what happens is you're living in the highs all the time. And so the darkness wants to get you into the negative aspect of that, the opposite. And so they will put out energies to you on your psychic billboard that you made too much money. So if you keep doing the clearing to stay up in the upper positive end of things because you're changing your reality, they don't want you to change your reality. They want you to suffer. And so this is why some people have had that experience to where, gee, they keep doing the clearing and life gets better and better and better. That's only because you're projecting out hard energy, and the hard energy is bringing you what you're choosing to have. And you're also changing, along with that, the dark side program of you not having any money or having abundance or whatever the situation is. And so basically that's why some people have said, gee, what happens, Ron? You know, and you're not really under attack, but they are bringing in, since we live on a planet that was created in duality and cause and effect, you are bringing in the opposite of that, because you're connected to universal mind, and when you have the clearings up, then you're in peace. And the peace energy is bringing you what you're requesting. And that's source energy, because you know how time stops when you're having fun, and why not have fun making lots of money, you know? But when you stop that, then all of a sudden the darkness says, gee, this person made too much money, and because we have the law of cause and effect here, and we got to seek balance all the time, so we're now going to bring in, you know, into the person the negative attribute of what they have had in the past, and that's kind of what happened. So that's the way I would look at that clearing or any clearing. So if you are having good luck, it's only because the darkness is kind of pushed aside and you're able to choose your reality. So it looks like our time is ending, Kathy.
I know, and there's been so many great comments and questions that I wish I could have read. But, Ron, do you want to end by discussing briefly the November package, since we're towards the end of the month almost, or would you like to save that for Monday?
Yeah, basically, if it's not up on the website right now, it will be, and we're doing a special for people, and it'll probably be continuous this way. So if you choose to get on the weekly conference calls, and also the 4 and 8 hour call, because we have two basic types of healings that we do. I'm lowering the price $100, so instead of paying maybe $400 or whatever it would be for you, it's now $300. So hopefully that's is on the website. I'll be checking shortly here to do that. If you did pay for both sessions, just send me an email and I'll refund you $100 on that for November, but it's going to be put up there as a special so that people can come on and enjoy, all of our calls here. So, and it's a wonderful thing. So it's a lot of healing, and plus we do it on radio programs too. But it'll help everybody out, and the more that you're on the calls, the better you feel. So back to you, Kathy, I guess we'll sign off right now. So blessings, everybody.
Thank you, Ron, for the activated water, all the healings, and the great information. And we'll see you on Monday. Bye, everybody.
Good night.